Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Good evening, guys. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery Live. You know, it's a great night here at Rockers in Recovery Live. We got George Massengill on. George has, give you a little, you want to talk about history. George, I did my first interview with George in 2009 from the Florida Keys, and we were bouncing off radio antennas to get back to WNN 1470 AM in Boca Raton, Florida, where it was being broadcasted live. We were also, I think it was like one of the first shows that we did on the podcast, or I just looked back in the history, and it was within the first 6 months that we started podcasting here on Blog Talk Radio. So it's a pretty amazing thing, and George has been on periodically over the years, and has dedicated his life to helping other people, but has also been dedicated to Rockers in Recovery and the music. And what is the music? The music is about being able to have a universal language to be able to, you know, help people to connect with their feelings. When we had our festivals, George was involved. I mean, he's been everywhere with us, from, you know, being in the middle of an apple orchard in Maine to, you know, being in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for an event there. I mean, he's been all over the place with us. But the common thread here is that he knows, and we all know, that music can help people to understand the plight. And he's opened up a new organization, Musicians Recovery Network, that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about a new song that he released, of three. This is just one of them, but it's a great song. It's called Just Enough Faith. And George is one of the most down-to-earth, humble dudes I know. And without further ado, I'm going to get George on the phone, and we're going to talk music and recovery. George, welcome to the show, and thank you for being a part of our world, bro.
Absolutely, John. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was just going through the history, and to think about, you know, it was 2009 at the 12-Step Music Fest that we first got together, and I interviewed the whole band, the whole Chillbillies band at that point. So it was pretty interesting to know the history, you know, that and how long we've been, kind of going together, carrying the message of hope through music.
Absolutely. That was in Key West, maybe, right?
Or yeah, Sugarloaf Key.
Sugarloaf Key.
Dawn Wilder and a bunch. They were good people.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. We had a great time doing that. We've always had a great time doing every show you've had anything to do with, John, is always us.
Well, you know, it's amazing when you think back through the history of, music as a whole and how it's a universal language. And Musicians Recovery Network is something that you're just getting involved with. You're just starting it up. Is that correct?
We are. You know, my friend Davis Mitchell, and co-writer of a lot of these songs, and a phenomenal musician, phenomenal guy. It's actually kind of his brainchild, really, and I'm just tagging along to help him. But he put it together, and, you know, primarily to help people get into treatment or halfway houses who maybe not have the means to do that. And then using music in different ways to raise money to help with that, and or just raise awareness and that kind of stuff. So it's just now getting kicked off, and it's something we've talked about for a long, long time. I think you and I have mentioned it we've had coffee and brainstormed about it over the years, you and I have. And so I think it's taken Davis Mitchell really to come along and say, hey, let me get this put together. And so we're excited about it. We actually went in the studio and hadn't been forever. We're very guilty of having a ton of songs kind of strung out in different studios and not finished, but we went in the studio in Nashville. I'm living here now with some fantastic musicians, Andy Peake from Delbert McClinton's band and some other guys, and finally finished up some really cool songs, three songs. So we've kind of got everything put together, and Davis has spearheaded that, and we're ready to launch things now. So we're pretty excited about that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. You know, it's interesting to see that you're now in the Nashville area and you're reaching out in the community there, and you're doing a lot of music. And you're going to be coming up here this coming Saturday, the 12th of February, to do a two-hour show with us. And we appreciate you coming up always. And you know, when you do the traveling like that, and you're out there on the road all the time, George. Every time I talk to you, you're in an airport. So, do you find it ever taxes you at all? I mean, where do you get your energy level from?
Well, I like to travel, John. I always have. I think I have trouble sitting still. I enjoy seeing a lot of different things, and you know, I'm extremely blessed. I'm healthy, which is a great thing, and I have, you know, a wonderful family. I have four kids, and I think I'm just real grateful for that, and that probably motivates me to want to get out and see the world and meet new people. I like to meet people. I think, you know, I'm kind of one of these a person that enjoys meeting somebody new all the time and trying to find out or see what, you know, what's going on in their world and what their life is like. And so, you know, I stay pretty motivated to that. And like I said, I'm very blessed with good, healthy kids and lots of friends. Actually, I think I know at least one of my kids is listening. My daughter Maggie said she was going to tune in, my 20-year-old, and make sure I didn't sound too country on your show. So, which may be hard for me to do. She's in school to be an esthetician, and I'm real excited about that. And she's going to be the official facial giver of the Chillbilly Band. And
I love it.
Go on, help us stay young. But anyway, John, yeah, I love to travel, and I'm very blessed. And I think seeing God in other people and meeting people all the time on the road that maybe need help or maybe help me. You know, it's just funny how, you know, good stuff kind of flows through people to other people, and I enjoy that. So
it's a life of giving and a life of love. You know what I mean? You're dedicated, and that's a huge thing. I want to ask you about Just Enough Faith. It's a song that really hit me. I mean, you know, you had sent me over three songs, right? And this one was like, oh, wow, like, no kidding. This is like a great tune. And it's just that rhythm and blues sound, that genre, that your voice is, you know, you have an amazing voice. So when you start to put that together with the song itself, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, I think I wrote that song maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer than that. And it's just one of those songs that's very much about the journey of recovery, but it could be all kinds of recovery, you know. I mean, for me, it's alcohol and drug addiction, but I think a lot of people struggle with things and try to grab a hold of something to hang on to, even if it's just a day, you know what I mean? And sometimes you get at that spot that you know, it's not about what's going to go on a year from now or 6 months from now or even next week. It is, hey, man, I need to kind of just hang on through the day, you know, and that's where it comes from, you know, and in our recovery fellowship, you know, it's just for today, you know, and I've got that tattooed on my arm, and I try to remember that. And so that song is just one of those things that came to me. I don't even remember. I'm sure other people contributed to the idea, but somehow it came to me, and I wrote it probably somewhere and just left it setting, and maybe had a little bit of a melody line on a piano, and I really hadn't done a lot with it in the last year or two. I played it a couple times in recovery show type things or speaking somewhere and playing my piano and then speaking. And I thought, well, hey, I want to record this. And I played it a little bit of it for Andy Peake, who did our recording and was Delbert McClinton's drummer. And he's been everybody's drummer around town. And Andy said, oh, gosh, that's a good song. You need to record that. So we finally got it down and recorded it. So that's really the idea, is just enough faith to make it through another day. It's not as morbid as it sounds. It's just really that, you know, the whole struggle, I think, in life a lot of times is having a little bit of faith that pushes you through to the next thing, you know, that keeps you putting one foot in front of the other. And the old saying, you know, to take the first step even when you can't see the rest of the ladder, you know, the rest of the steps. And so that's sort of what the song's about.
When I first listened to it, I think it's the hook was at the very beginning, you know, with your vocals and the piano. But the band was really, really tight through the whole thing. And the steel guitar was just amazing. I just was like, this is like no kidding. Like I said, it was just amazing. So if you're out there right now and you want to check it out, you can also go to rockersinrecovery-live.com. You can go to musickingdomradio.com. It's featured on both of them. It's also featured on Blog Talk. We sent it out yesterday, off the platform yesterday, just on Blog Talk alone. There was 443 listens. And, you know, today off the websites, there was another 400 off of both websites. So, you know, let's get it out there, because I believe that this song is one of those songs that that we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, and it's about being able to use music as a universal language. And here it is. It's a great song to be able to touch somebody, because let me tell you something, at the deepest, darkest moments of my life, there's always something that gave me hope and gave me that next push to have enough faith to get through a day, regardless of what was going on. I could make it through because I knew God was behind me, and people like George and other folks. And so please, if you have an opportunity, listen to it, share it with a friend. You know, somebody that's down, they need help too, and sometimes it can just be just listening to a song. It doesn't have to be anything else. That'll get them started in their journey sometimes, or maybe keep them going without backsliding or falling into a pitfall. Music is great. So, George, with that, you're coming up next week, and we're going to be having, of course, some fun and music, and we're looking forward to that. And just so everybody is aware, if you're in the Carbondale area or up here in the Northeast, in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, this isn't that far of a run for you guys to come on up and hang out. It's 100 Lincoln Avenue in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. It's just Believe Recovery Center, which is taken over the old Carbondale Hospital and turned it into a treatment center. And we're using our auditorium. We're going to have some fun. We got some great people playing, and George, of course, is vocals and keys. We have our friend Daniel Holt from the past Rockers in Recovery All-Star bands. He's going to be a part of it. Tony Delaria is going to be with us. And Elliot Jacobs. Unfortunately, we had some stuff out with Davis on it. Davis got sick. He is not going to be able to make it. But you know something? We got a great band put together for you guys, and it's going to be a wonderful event. Again, it's going to be February 12th, 1 to 3, 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And that's 18407. If you need to contact us, you can contact us at 570-703-9170. In closing, George, we're going to play your song. Is there anything that you would like to say to folks that might be listening to give them some hope tonight?
Well, John, I mean, I think it's said a lot, but I think it's an important thing to keep bringing up all the time, is, you know, there is hope. And you know, for those who are out there using tonight that you know, maybe don't think there's hope, there is. You know, I've been clean for quite a while, and I was in the same position that I didn't think I could get clean, but I did. Reach out and talk to somebody, reach out and ask for help. Help is all over the place. Don't be ashamed to do that. And if you have a loved one who's suffering tonight, you know, kind of the same thing, there's help for you. And you know, I can't say enough that, you know, I'm blessed that I found recovery. And I think it's an important thing for me to do, to be available. And I am available, you know, at all times, that if I can lend a hand or help somebody to get the help that they need. Because, you know, we have, I read something, we have 140-something people dying, I want to think, a day from overdose. It's now the leading cause of death in people in America under the age of 30. So think about that. Let that sink in, that it's the leading cause of death is overdose. So, you know, I know that I've been blessed to find recovery. And so, you know, that's what I would leave people with, that there is hope and you can get clean and you can find a new way to live. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to live. And then God kind of uses you once you get clean to share that with somebody else. And they share that with somebody else. And then the message goes on. And lots of people find hope that they didn't think they would be able to.
Great message, George. If you would like to find George, you can go to on Facebook at Musicians Recovery Network. You can also check out musiciansrecoverynetwork.com. That's musiciansrecoverynetwork.com. If you go to the Facebook page, which is right there, is a way to send a message, and you can also find out how to contact George and the folks at musiciansrecoverynetwork.com. We're going to be having all of that stuff up on our websites. If you click on our banners that are on our websites, both musickingdomradio.com and Rockers in Recovery, it will forward a message over to them also. So we thank you, of course, for being a part of our world tonight. And we're going to play Just Enough Faith. And, George, I look forward to seeing you, brother, and we're looking forward to the show next week, but most importantly, looking forward to hanging out with you and getting caught up and maybe putting something together to help lots of people.
Well, you too, John, and thank you for all that you do, my brother, all these years. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, and I know a lot of people feel the same way.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. But you know something, all glory to God, because you know something, we would have never met if it wasn't for him, right?
That's right, buddy.
All right, man. Well, listen, it's been great. Look forward to seeing you, and thank you. Thank you so much. And we're going to play, of course, Just Enough Faith. Thanks, George, for being on.
Thank you, John.
Always been able to find the good, even in the darkest of times. The cold wind blew long and hard. I could find a refuge inside. This time you see, I'm just barely hanging on. Seems all the faith I had saved up ran away, it's all gone. And I mean just enough faith. Make it through just another day. I'm not asking for tomorrow. Even tonight's a long, long way. Even tonight's a long, long way. holding on to something that I know won't let me down. And even through the pouring rain, I'm holding on to what I found. And I need just enough faith to make it through.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.